The latest from podnews.net. Veteran podcast executive Rob Greenlee has joined Libsyn as Vice President of Content and Partnerships. He'll report to Laurie Sims, President of Libsyn, and will work with Rob Walsh to further the company's relationships with podcast producers and develop industry partnerships. He's previously worked for Spreaker and Voxnest and has also worked at Podcast One and within Microsoft's Zune division. The latest mobile overview report has been published from Scientia Mobile. Part of this information is helpful to podcasters, the split between Apple and Android. You'll find a link to that in our show notes and our newsletter today. The British Podcast Awards, powered by DAX, will be live streaming this year's event on its Twitter profile, BritPod Awards. You can tune in tomorrow, Saturday, from 8 p.m, or at least you can dual screen with Eurovision, which of course is far more important. Podcast.co has launched their new podcast platform. The company has a partnership with Spotify and are working on a wealth of new features and other partnerships. Anchor have launched a new feature letting listeners leave voice messages for podcast hosts. Father's Day is coming up next month in the US. We linked to who advertised about Father's Day on podcasts last year. Yesterday was Global Accessibility Awareness Day. Simplecast have announced a roadmap to make their product fully accessible and ask why podcasts aren't fully accessible in the first place. A radio talent agency, The Vice Agency, has launched a podcast division called TWA Podcast Studio. Hope it does better than the airline. In Brussels, French language broadcaster RTBF is calling for new native podcasts to appeal to 16 to 24-year-olds, €20,000 being offered for project development. Stitcher have announced two new senior hires, Sarah Van Mosel from Market Ingenuity, and before that Acast and WNYC, has been hired as Chief Revenue Officer, and Daisy Rosario as Executive Producer. In our podcast section, we mentioned loads of new podcasts. Let's choose one at random. The Moth has a new co-host. Detroit comedian Dame Wilburn has joined the podcast. It gets over 1 million downloads a week. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.